Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to an episode of Kafa Klipa, short format podcast, a weed of innocence. I'm thinking about this upcoming week. And of course, we each have had a little bit of coffee. Now, topic of conversation came from a recent podcast I was on last week. And right at the end of the podcast, I was asked, hey, if you could define your culture of the Klipa family, of your household in one word, what would it be? And it really got me thinking about this idea that in business, we have our mission, we have our vision, we have our core values. And it's something I've been thinking about doing with the family that we haven't quite done yet as like kind of as formal as I think we could do. But defining what is the key term that I either want for our family or you want for your family, or is currently something that you're really thinking of that defines who you are as a group. And there's so many words that could come up that could define what is special about your family or my family and things that you hold true and hold as the top. It could be loving. It could be caring. It could be hardworking. It could be whatever. Like there's so many options. But right off the bat, when I was asked this question, the first thing that came to mind, like without me really thinking about it too much, was I want our family to be about walking the walk, talking the talk, about backing up what we say with action. And as I started to kind of like think through that a little bit more, I want our family to be known as dependable. Dependable for each other, dependable for our friends, dependable in terms of saying we're going to do something and backing that up with action, saying that we'll be somewhere and being that, saying that when our friends are down or our family is down, they could depend on us to raise them up and to support. And in return, we're looking for those same characteristics from other families for us. We want to be surrounded by dependable people. And I just think that nowadays in culture, especially with social media and how quick life goes, it's easy to kind of take for granted a really dependable friend, someone who's just there, who no matter what is going on, you know that they have your back. And that is something that I find very important. You know, when Ava was sick in the hospital, one of the most breathtaking components was watching how much love and care came from our family and friends, but also just how dependable people were, how they were there and they prioritized us, how that was meaningful to me. And I want our family to lean on that. I want our family to be known as the people who, if they say they're going to be at a 5 a.m. workout, they're there. Or something's going wrong in life, they're there. They're there to lean on and they're there to support. And in return, we get the same thing. And so I don't know what your family word would be. I don't know if this is going to be our family word forever. Hell, I haven't even talked about it with Ashley. The first time she's going to hear about it is probably on this podcast. But it was just something that's on my mind that when asked at the spur of the moment, like right now on this podcast, when I'm saying this, what sparks out of you? What is a single word that you would want your family to be known for? That, you know, name the family. Oh yeah, those people are X. And I think dependable is at the top of the list now. Now I might do a podcast 6 months or a year from now and change my mind, but that was immediately what came to mind. And that's why I wanted to share it on this podcast, because whatever immediately comes to mind, there's something there. And there's something there that you should reflect on. And that's why I wanted to bring this to attention. You know, these Kafa Klipas, they're just about my life, their business, their family, their fitness, their things that I have going on. If you liked this episode, go back and check out the many, many others and share it with a friend. The goal is to try and level up dads, moms, people all across the world. And I hope that we could start making a bigger impact just by sharing these messages. So what is your family word? Think about it right now and go back and check out the other podcasts. I hope you and your family are kicking ass. You have a phenomenal week and keep training hard. Let's go.